programs and advertisements about cruelty to animals always affect me very deeply. Yesterday, I saw one about cruelty to donkeys in the UK and abroad, and the ad disturbed me to the depths of my being. And as a result, I rang the charity concerned and pledged a monthly sum to help suffering donkeys and their sanctuaries. But the sight of the suffering donkeys remained in my head all day and haunted me. I reflected on the cruelty and asked myself, where does this cruelty come from? And came to the conclusion that it was the result of evil. And then that made me ask the next question, where does evil come from? And I came to think about the two types of evil in the world. Moral evil, the acts of human beings which are considered morally wrong, and natural evil, natural disasters such as earthquakes and tsunamis. And that led me on to think that imperfection was at the root of evil. Moral evil results from human imperfection, and natural evil results from an imperfect world and an imperfect universe. And because of that, I asked myself some questions about God. We are told that God is perfect. So I wanted to know, why did a perfect God create and allow imperfect people? And secondly, why did a perfect God create and allow an imperfect world and universe? How can a perfect God create and allow imperfection? The traditional Christian answer to this is that God wanted his creation to be perfect, but in giving men and women free will, he allowed imperfection and evil to enter into creation. Right, so it's people's fault and not God's. Now, I don't find myself comfortable with that answer, because it seems to me that the buck stops with God. Should I allow and create something that will allow millions and billions of people to suffer? Would it not be better not to create such a thing in the first place? If I personally were building a machine and could foresee it would hurt and kill, I think I would stop building it, even if the machine was also going to do much good. The harm it would do would put me off. But God went ahead and created and allowed the human race and the world, foreseeing the good that it would do and also the evil that it would do. This then is either a great calamity or a great mystery. So, as all of this is too big for my puny mind and intellect, I decided to go from the macro to the micro. If before God made me, he showed me a video of my life, showing all the good things that would happen to me and all the bad things that would happen to me, would I agree to be born, or would I choose extinction? When I thought about that for a while and taken a very deep breath, I decided that I would choose to be born, because all the good things in my life would outweigh all the bad things, and I would not like to have missed out on the great journey of life, all its agonies and all its ecstasies. So if in spite of all the odds, I chose my life over my non-life, maybe God chose life over non-life for the whole of mankind and the whole of creation. And with that thought, I have to say, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. I want to finish with a verse from William Martin. Do not ask your children to strive for extraordinary lives. Such striving may seem admirable, but it is the way of foolishness. Help them instead to find the wonder and the marvel of an ordinary life. Show them the joy of tasting tomatoes, apples, and pears. Show them how to cry when pets and people die. Show them the infinite pleasure in the touch of a hand. And make the ordinary come alive for them.